Blog Talk Radio.
Dollar, dollar, lawyer, yes, sir, Allah. Israel, let's get it.
We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29, they gon' let them fly.
But that's the scripture. Revelation 18, verse 1 through 18. Come out of her, my people, that's the mouth of the Most High. Zechariah 2, verse 6 and 7, said the Most High. They want me to stop, but I gotta go blow the trumpet, say the Most High. Ezekiel 33, verse 1 through 9. The watchman got a warn of people, cause the transatlantic slave trade about to have a sequel. Zechariah 14, verse 1 through 3, they about to come against us. The house is right for the woman, right? Half the city took a fourth into captivity. And the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Jacob's trouble, after my shalom, they gon' kick a dog. Second Ezra 16 and 31. We think the higher that he sent his son Yeshua. Second Ezra 2 and 43, we gon' see Zion.
We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 7. Leave Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let them fly.
You know, that's all over the news. You see it on the TV and on the internet. It's on Yahoo. But this was already written. Matthew 24 and 6. Yeshua said, they future battle with Babylon, Isaiah 13. See, that's the Bible, the Hebrew book of prophecy. The slave trade, 28 chapter Deuteronomy. You gotta read the Most High Law, Tanakh, Torah, Genesis 1924, Sodom, Gomorrah. The Most High Law rain fire, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 14. All the nations in the rain against the queen, yes, America. The scriptures call of Babylon. Revelation 18, and faith on the Most High God who judges her. But first, y'all gon' see some soldiers in the streets. Zechariah 14, 12, Isaiah 50, 4, and 16.
Oh, nigga, we hit the strip, let's kill a bar. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6-7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let them fly.
So you got all these countries with nuclear bombs all over the earth that have allegiances with each other and alliances aligned against each other. So when one bomb is pushed, it's going to be a field day. You read 2nd Ezra, the 15th chapter and the 16th chapter, and it lets you know it's going to be one cloud, then another cloud, then another cloud. So when you're looking at it from us, from the Most High's vision, he's seeing certain places destroyed and nuclear clouds coming up. Boom, boom, boom. Then it says one star will go towards Babylon to make her destiny. So it's going to start over the Middle East, and it's going to make its way to America. Boom. Now we got a little time before that happens, but we're close. First, there must be that falling away first. And that's what's about to happen right now with the evacuation in the United States. This world will never be the same. If you haven't gotten anything from this world, don't look to get anything from it. It's over. It's finished. And guess what? There's no feel-good story anyone can give you. Or no temporary relief. The only relief that we have at the end of this is that if we serve the Most High, Christ will give us rest. That's our only relief. We must look to our relief from the other side and just deal with survival day by day. We have to stop dealing with the things and talking about the things that divide us and come together for self-preservation.
Thou art our lawyer.
In the spirit of the Most High. That's how we're going to make it through this. The Lord says a nation divided against itself cannot stand. That's another reason why we're not going to be dealing with madness anymore. And back and forth anymore. If you don't believe what we believe, that's fine. If you believe you should live, so do we. We can agree on that.
Yeah, put it on the floor and turn it
on.
No,
Dan, sit up.
No, you better plug it back up.
You tuned Dan to the Lions Den. You are tuned in to the Lions Den. Shabbat Shalom, family out there. Shabbat Shalom. You're tuned in to the Lions Den once again. We're here. We have a great, great, great show for you tonight, which is entitled The Events of Christ After His Death. First off, as usual, we want to start off by saying Ahaya Bahasem Yeshaya, Barak Atam. Let's bless you all in the name of the Most High in Christ. I'm Jonathan, and Brother Yehonathan, or Jonathan, as you all may know, alongside with the Brother Dwayne. And we're going to be... Shalom, brother. What's going on?
How you doing tonight?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Blessed to be a part of another Sabbath, you know what I'm saying, doing the show with you. All praise be to the Most High. Been a couple of weeks, but we back here today, and we have some special guests that's going to be speaking on the show tonight. Got some Hebrew all-stars, some brothers out there doing the work for the Most High, dropping two bombs all over the earth. We're going to be bringing them in a little bit later. I believe it's the brother Kiyashawa and Bon Awas, if I'm pronouncing these brothers' names right in the ancient Phoenician Hebrew. Before we get started, as we always do at this time, we're going to get into the seven overcomes written of in Revelation to let all the brothers and sisters know that, you know, when you're in this truth, you're absolutely going to be going through ups and downs. You're absolutely going to be going through things, you know what I'm saying, to make it into the kingdom. It's not going to be an easy road or easy journey on that path to righteousness. So without further ado, we'll be going into Revelation, the second chapter, in the seventh verse. Like I said, reading the seven overcomes, like we always do about this time, to let you know if you are deemed righteous in the eyes of the Most High, what things Christ said should be given unto you. So without further ado, Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of the Most High. Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the white stone a new name written which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nation. I'm going to read that once again. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nation. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my power, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my power and the name of the city of my power, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my power, and will write upon him my new name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. So those are the seven overcomes in Revelations, in which we, you know, read before we start every show, just letting you know that doing this work, you know, you must understand that, you know, you're going to fall down seven times or even more, but you got to get up, you know, eight times or even more. You know, Christ is showing you here that we must endure to the end and overcome. And to those who, you know, have ears to hear and eyes to see and do these things, you know, if you deem righteous in the eyes of the Most High, you will receive these things that Christ spoke of in Revelation. So, got anything to speak on that, brother?
No, brother, you're doing a great job.
All right, most definitely. Well, I'm going to get into this track, Chop Out the John Boy, too, on that Redemption 3. You know, putting out that music, doing the work for the Most High. And we're going to get into one of his tracks right now before we get the show started. Give y'all a little sample of, you know, what the brother dealing with, you know, if you don't already know. So, on the flip side of this tune, we'll be back. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors of Christ.
I make sure my people eat every night. We would live royal life. We would double what you ask, cause we don't care the price. No sorrow, let the hurt pass. And if we had to fly, it's beyond first class. Yeah. Gather, cause we are the church and we are the pastors. Well, little problems become a big matter. and I'll take your burden on, bro. Let me clear it up if you heard me wrong, bro. Mansions that them Gentiles couldn't even fathom. It might take four blocks just to pass them. Living with no care, smell of joy in the air, yeah.
Out to John Boy, all the Hebrew all-stars out there, man. Kiyashi Wab, Bonner Wab, Sourdough Lawyer, Maverick Bronze. I mean, just to name a few, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of, you know, super Hebrew all-stars out here, man. So, you know, we're going to be speaking to a couple of brothers tonight who, you know, like I said, dropping truth bombs all over the world, you know, hitting away accounts and just doing the work for the Most High, you know, exalting the higher by Shem Yeshaya. Why we walk. So that's what's happening. Brother Dwayne, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Great, man. Blessed, brother. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, family, warriors in Christ. You know, Brother Dwayne, brother with the host, Brother Iwanathan, warriors in Christ. Super shout out to John Boy. You know, you put that fire out there. We still got some more tracks to send out of that brother, you know what I'm saying, his new album, Redemption 3. Shout out to the Hebrew All-Stars, all the brothers who like-minded, Ahaya Ba'ashim, Shai Wawawak, all the brothers working in that spirit, Brother Maverick Bronze, Dawood Our Lawyer, you know what I'm saying. You got other brothers like Banner Watt, you know.
Right.
You got Kashi Wab. We got a list of more brothers who we send that super shout out to, Ahaya Ba'ashim Yishai Wawawak. You know, so those brothers all working in one spirit, all like minded brothers. So I'm gonna let the brother continue taking us through the show. Then we're gonna get these other brothers on. We're gonna display some of their awesome art. You know, bestowing that greatness towards Israel. All in the name of the Father, Ahaya.
Most definitely. Brother, do you have the got that mission statement up there?
Go. You want me to read the mission statement now, or you want to go into
Either or. If you ain't got it ready, I can just play a tune. It's all good.
Yeah, go ahead and play a track, and I'll read the mission statement right off of that track.
All right, no doubt. Tuned into the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ.
First of all, continent.
Blessed be the king, everything look new, cause you fresh up on the scene. They had the game sold up, now we busting through the seams, and it seemed reality more far-fetched than a dream. My cursed condition, the only thing being compromised. Everything is coming true, that was prophesized. Everything up in your church is being idolized. Even the little truth outweighs a lot of lies. Ain't nothing new, it's the same old routine. Might change the game, but it's the same old two teams. To access this truth, you gon' need a key card. If you play Jacqueline Hyde, we'll seek y'all. It's a famine, but you ready for an eat-off. If it ain't Nimrod, then it's Esau. Ecclesiastes 1 ain't nothing new. Well, that explains deja vu. If you ain't getting blessings, wouldn't say that I'm a teacher, but I teach you a lesson. Ain't nothing new, it's the point I keep stressing. The past is the future is the present. Trying to find truth, it's painful to my people. Like trying to find straws in a stack of needles. We in bullcrap, we live like dumb beetles. Obadiah 1-4, who is all the eagle? This circle of life will make you dizzy if you hate it. This my second go around, but I ain't reincarnated. Reevaluated, your life was animated. My nerve is pretty bad and my soul is aggravated. Not you, only the Father can hurt me. So to him I beg for mercy.
Redemption 3, nothing new. Alright, we tuned in to the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ, Brother Jonathan and the Brother Dwayne. Alright, I'll take off. Dwayne.
I'm going to read the mission statement.
Alright.
Can you hear me out?
Yeah, you loud and clear. You on the air, brother. Sounding crisp.
Warriors in Christ, when we read the mission statement, like the brother read the 7 overcomes, because we already understand and realize when we come in this to do the work for the Most High, we have a lot of different trials and tribulations, even if it's from outsiders, you know, but most of the time it's going to be an insider, individual you study with, individual you know real good, because Satan has to work on many different levels, and the best level to work is to infiltration. So, you know what I'm saying? We got to overcome. So, our mission statement at Warriors in Christ is, Warriors in Christ is about the truth, 100%. We're about doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Unity is our mission to see Zion. We have no respect of persons, period. The truth stands. If you cannot forgive and focus on building together, you're not in Christ. Shalom. Ahayabah, Shem, Yishayah, Wawawah. We all about coming together, doing the work, because a nation that's divided cannot stand. That's why we spread in all four corners of the earth. Deuteronomy 28:64, calling on different gods, because we was not standing together. But the Most High is now calling back the chosen, so if we could be the light to the Gentiles. So. One nation, come back together, do the work. The ones that's called, it's many that's called, but it's few that's chosen. So the ones that come together, do the work for the Most High in the Spirit and truth, executing righteousness from the heart, that's where it's at. So there you go, brother.
All right. I mean, I guess the brother said it all on that one. We're going to get into another John Boy track off the Redemption 3 album. This one is titled God Shy. And then right after that tune, we're going to be pulling in the brother Kayashawa to speak to him. And I believe the brother Bonawa might be in the queue as well. We're going to speak to those brothers. Some more Hebrew All-Stars doing their thing, you know, letting you know about their artwork and how they, you know, do their thing for the Most High, you know. So on the flip side of this tune, we'll be back.
I can fly. But I want his wings. I can shine even in the darkness, but I crave the light that he brings.
Okay. Yeah. You in the word, but you don't strive to do it right. You would shine in the word if you knew it right. I keep my shades with me, cause I pray my future bright. Everybody on your side, cause you a doer. You hopped in the sewer and fought through the manure just to be entrepreneur. But when you fail, all was left on your side was sewer. Just cause you weren't trying to be a loser, he took it, so all you could rely on is him. And I'ma do his will till I'm riding on the rim. I'ma shine till your shine compared to mine to look dim. We used to go ham, now we go shim. And all we do is shine on them. And if we going too fast, press rewind for them. And if we going too fast, press rewind for them. And if we going too fast, press rewind for them. Yeah. And all we do is shine on them. And if we going too fast, press rewind for them. And if we going too fast, press rewind for them. Not enough numbers in the day to make time for them. Yeah.
God shine. But I want his wings. I can shine even in the darkness, but I crave the light that he brings.
All right. We back. Tuned in to the Lion's Den. Brother Yohanathan and Brother Dwayne. That was another track from Brother John Boy's Redemption 3, God Shine. And like I was saying earlier, we got some more Hebrew All-Stars in the queue. I believe we got Kayashawa, and I believe we got Bonawa. If I'm saying the Phoenician Hebrew right on those names, brother, excuse me if not. Brother Dwayne, you there?
Yeah, pull in the 857 number if we could lock in. Because I text you, look at that text and get back with me on that text. But pull in that 857 number.
Okay, comes out. Shalom. You tuned in to, matter of fact, one moment. You tuned in to the Lion's Den, you there? Hello? 857.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Brother Kia, you there?
Hey, Shalom. Hey, how you brothers doing?
Shalom. What's good with you? What's good, bro?
All is well, man. Shabbat shalom to you, brothers, man. Shabbat shalom to all of Israel. Glad to be here with you guys, man.
You know, I love speaking with you on the regular. What's good?
It's all good, man. It's all good, man. Bless the Most High, man. Glad to be here, man. Appreciate you guys, man.
You got Ben Watt with you, or you got to do a three-way or what?
He's not on the queue.
Give me the first three numbers, and we can tell you if he's in the queue. Just the first three.
All right, give me 1 second.
Yo, John, get back with me off that text.
Yeah, I'm getting that for you right now.
He's an 857 number.
Yeah, I know he's 857. So I got his number, but I'm about to do. I'm trying to see this. If this other number, I'm trying to. Mm-hmm. I know the 937 number. So it's this. I need clarity on this other one. Can you call a brother on three way?
Yeah, let me give it a shot. 1 second, all right?
Okay.
Yeah. All
right.
Oh, matter of fact, hey, Mav on the line, huh? Mav on the line.
Okay, let's go in and holler at this brother, Walk Shawar, bringing in Banner Watt.
Okay, brother Mav, we about to bring you in, huh? 1 moment. Shalom, be tuned in to the Lions Den, brother.
Shalom, how y'all doing?
Well, hey, hold on, man. Great. Get his brother proper entry in the Lions Den.
Yeah,
he need
I know.
A proper entry.
Hold on, 1 second, man. Let me get you in his property. All right. You tuned in. Definitely.
Amon, how y'all doing? Yeah.
What's up, man?
Yeah,
What's good with you?
Chilling, getting ready to post up for the Sabbath. You know how we do it for the Shabbat, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, go ahead and get the people who he is and a little rundown real quick and when we expecting you in the Lions Den.
Oh.
Right.
Okay, I'm Brother Maverick, you know what I'm saying, a bronze one, you know what I'm saying. Akarat Ban Yahawada Ban Yasharala, you know what I'm saying. We got a show coming up real soon. It's going to be a nice show. I'm still putting the music together for it right now. Things like this, you know, we're going to have some anthems. You know, we're going to have, you know, some collabs, you know, just me and one person. We're going to have a few songs with a lot of brothers on it, you know, and hopefully some sisters as well, you know. We're going to go through some scriptures and whatnot. You know, that's always. But, you know, it's going to be a real nice show. I'm anticipating it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, got a lot of things I'm into doing, you know. Got to get these classes back going. I need a few ox, you know what I'm saying, so we can get that back up and running. You know, some conference call teachings. You know, maybe like 3-4 times a week, something like that.
Okay.
Right.
Also got this thing going with the fringes, you know what I'm saying? T-shirts, you know, just trying to get Yasharala in fringes the way we supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't be wearing them, you know. And they like to say that to us.
Put that information out there where they could get the fringes off.
Oh, that's if you got a Facebook right now, you could just type it in. It's two pages. It's a group page, and you can request to get into that group. And there's a straight up order page. It's like a community page, you know. And you can find out they both call fringes, F R I N G E S, fringes. You know, and I just got Dimitri's in. I had Dimitri's for a couple of days now, so, you know, if y'all was looking for Dimitri's, you know, I know that more people was asking for Dimitri's than shirts. You know, and it took me a minute, but I was able to get them, and I got a few ready to go right now. You know, if y'all want to put some orders in for them, and, you know, you could do that right on the Fringes page, the group page, or the community page. It doesn't matter. You know, put your orders in there. Let me know if you want fringes on the end of your Dimitri or if you just want a straight-up Dimitri. You know, either way, we could work it. And I got the T-shirts. I got black and white T-shirts. And the blue fringes hang from the bottom. You know, so. And it's blue fringes on both of them. You know.
Okay, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to be most definitely. We already, you know what I'm saying, knowing that that work coming through, it's going to be, it's going to come to the Lion's Den. And we most definitely keep in touch with you, like always. You know what I'm saying? So, most definitely, salute to you, Brother Maverick Bronze.
The water, the water, and thank you guys too, man. To show, you know, about what you guys been doing, you know, with this radio thing and getting the brothers together and doing the work, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know we be chopping it up, you know what I'm saying? So y'all already know how I feel about that, you know what I'm saying? All praise to Ahia, you know what I'm saying? Baha Shem Yeshaya, Wawawak, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? Shalom Yalala, Shalom Yalala, Tabarakata, Baharata, Shala, Hayawaya Shah, you know what I'm saying?
Now, you know how you make me feel when you do that, brother. Listen, we're on the radio show. We asking for the Hebrew prayer. We were asking for the Father's prayer in Hebrew, a song from you, brother. We asking for the Father's prayer in Hebrew, live on Warriors in Christ. We asking for the Father's prayer in Hebrew from you, brother, a song.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we're going to get it together. You know how we do. We're just going to go ahead, slap it together, you know what I'm saying? Who you want on it? Who going to jump on it?
That's your project. Do what you do.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, for sure. Throw it together real quick.
Most definitely, man. Thank you. So, you know what I'm saying, coming to the Lion's Den, we got some other brothers who we're going to, you know, Brother Shawar, them now online, and we got to get them brothers in here, and because we're going to listen to them brothers, talk to them brothers, chop it up, and play their songs. And like I say, man, you know we love you, and we waiting. Well, you already know, whatever work you doing, we support you. So, you know what I'm saying, we just a,
right.
You know, we just a phone call
right.
Away, Facebook away.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The water off y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yep, and I'm over here, you know, doing that work constantly, you know what I'm saying? Trying to hurry up and get this together, you know what I'm saying? So I could come on here, you know what I'm saying, and hang with y'all a little longer, things like that, you know, and do the work like that, you know, so... As soon as I get done doing that, you know, it's a go.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're welcome to the Lion's Den every time we get on the show, but you know that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. All right. Thank you, brothers.
All right, but we're going to put you in the queue. I guess you can hit one. If you're going to stay around for the show, which would be a blessing, man. At the end, you got a question or whatever, we'll bring you back in, comment, whatever. But other than that, man, it's a pleasure speaking with you, brother. And, you know, Shabbat Shalom, brother. Kwame Yashirah.
Yeah, Shabbat Shalom. You know what I'm saying? Kwame Yashirah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm going to go back into mute, brothers. Much love. Love y'all.
All right.
To all.
Love
you.
All right. All right, I think we have the brother Kayasha Wab is back. If you're listening, brother, which I know you are, we're going to pull you back in. I know your call had dropped, so let me introduce you properly. Brother Kayasha Wab.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. I'm here.
All right, Shabbat Shalom.
What's up? Let's go. Let's ride.
Let's ride, man. Let's go. Kick it off.
Okay. Yeah, we got a couple of tracks in here. Were you able to get with Bonawat, or how did that work?
Yeah, Bonawat, you on, brother?
Yeah, we're here. So
hey,
long.
Brother,
okay.
What's up, man?
So long,
what's
bro?
Up? Put your face on the mail. Holler at us.
Shalom, shalom, wa barakatam. Yeah, I'm here actually with Brother Shiak as well.
Okay, talk to us. You know, Brother Shawad done been on, but he got an anticipated show coming on. But he done already spoke to the audience, you know what I'm saying? But he will be back to do his thing solo. But right now, you know what I'm saying, this your first time to the Lions Den, talk to the people.
Yes, my name is Bonawat, and this is...
Shiakatab,
yes,
okay.
And
we are
Truth Music producers. You know, we haven't been making beats, but we write, we make poetry, we get on beats, and we just prophesy to the wind as much as possible and promote Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, that's what's up. So what we're going to do, you know what I'm saying, because what it was, I first ran across the Brother Shawad looking at some of John Boy music, and then, you know, I hollered at Brother Matt, and Matt was like, yeah, I'm doing work with that brother. So I reached out to that brother, you know. I seen that Gasoline. I was, you know what I'm saying, it put me in the mood to understand, man, there's some brothers out there who really love a higher, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying, when I hollered at the brother, the brother's very meek. The brother didn't even tell me he, you know, worked with other brothers in a group. So what I did, I went on checking out his music, and then, you know, me and the brother be chopping it up, and the brother was telling me, yeah, man, you need to holler at, you know, Ben or what, you know, on the video, you know, the editing your video, because we're trying to get a Warrior Christ, you know, video commercial out there. And the brother like, man, I highly anticipate you to holler at this brother. I highly recommend you to holler at this brother. So the brother sent me a link, and when I seen the link, I was like, hold on, why this brother ain't tell me he got these other brothers doing this fire music, man?
Yeah.
So you know that it's
nothing
a gem. That's straight meekness, man, and I respect you, brother. This is what I told this brother. This brother's a witness. I told this brother, man, y'all some very, when I spoke to you, Ben, a lot, you know what I'm saying? I hit this brother up and I told him, I said, man, y'all, I'm highly blessed to, you know, to come in contact with you, brother, because you brothers are some well-spoke brothers, very well-spoke brothers, you know. I thank a higher that.
Thank you.
We was able to bring you to Warriors Christ, get to know you, man.
True that. All praise to the Most High.
Thank you. Thank you for the gratitude, man. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
So with that being said, we're gonna go into this fire that these brothers put out there. You know what I'm saying? these brothers, they don't have no group name, but it's all good. We finna go to this One Nation, because this is a true anthem. This is a true anthem. So you know what I'm saying? Let's go into that One Nation, and this is these three brothers, man. These three well-spoke brothers of the Most High.
Yes, sir. Shalom, wa barakatam, yasharala. This here is Bonawat featuring Shiakatab and Kiyashawab, and this is One Nation. We are Israel. We read the Bibles. We went through the scriptures, hands down, we the people of the Most High. So here's the anthem, you know, one nation under God.
Most High, higher.
Hey, yo, man, we've been through the scripture, and beyond any shadow of a doubt, we are the chosen seed of the Most High power. The kingdom is at hand, and our salvation is near, and it's about that time we talk to our people on this. Shiakata, Piyashawa, what up? I know I'm Benjamin, Yahweh God, Driver Levi, Zebulon, one nation, under God. We the people who the Most High gave the law. I know I'm Benjamin, Yahweh God. To my second ride, I was pacified, my whole life was took. The law statutes, the commandments, the Most High couldn't stand it. So he put upon me his spirit when I meant to let you keep hearing from lost tribes of Israel. Now we found judges teaching myself, boys in a different camp that was so rebel. Grab my sword and I get it to sever the demons and heals, receive the perfected demeanor and see the whole year. Set up to make people think the Messiah was white, though I couldn't relate. The Renaissance was a time when the renewing of minds came together to hate. The mightiest people afflicted on earth separated by reprobate. 70, 80, the serpent was cunning and you grew to dissipate. The two Jews are coming back, taking our land, yeah, for all it's no debate. I know I'm Simeon, Issachar, Asher, Manasseh. One nation, under God. We the people who the Most High gave the law. I know I'm Simeon, Issachar, Asher, Manasseh.
This ain't Messiah, my soul spirit and mind. I'm breaking through a island for the prophecy in time. Me and my heathen, we ready to go. We ain't part of this world no more. Gift it up, that's how we go. We're on the 28, that's how we know. Judas awake, down lying for us. Us weather's up, truth is out. Songs are looking up in the house. We'll keep some songs, shout it out. Can't stand this wicked man, I had a fight. For the nigga I die, sex man, this is all mine. Can't deny my...
Hold on, we have some technical difficulties with that track. I think we're gonna have to just go on to another one. I don't know why that one was playing like that. Was y'all getting bad feedback on that track, brother?
No, I wasn't getting bad feedback on it.
Oh yeah, I was getting bad feedback on it.
How that
I was getting bad feedback as well, but I didn't.
You wouldn't get no bad feedback on you, brother, then?
Yeah, for us as well, it was. But I figured it on your end, it would be good in playing out to the masses, you know.
Well,
yeah, on my end, it was distorted the whole time. So I didn't want to cut it off because, you know, I didn't know.
It was sounding bad, but check it out. Try it again. This our show. We got time. Try that again. Because that's so enough. Try that again.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, one more, bro. But if it don't play right, then you already know we'll be back. One more.
But y'all already know whatever they signing right.
Hey, yo,
tonight,
man,
we'll be back in the
season. It's beyond any shadow of a doubt. We are the chosen seed of the Most High power. The kingdom is at hand and our salvation is near. And it's about that time we talk to our people on this. Shiakata, Piyashawa, what up? I know I'm Benjamin. Yahweh Dah. Driver Levi. Zebulon. One nation. Under God. We the people who the Most High gave the law. I know I'm Benjamin, Yahweh Dah, Driver Levi, Zebulon, one nation under God.
Yeah.
We the people who the Most High gave the law.
Like I tripped into the book, heard it was from a tribe, then I looked. To my left and right, I was pacified, my whole life forsook. The law statutes and commandments, the Most High couldn't stand it. So he put upon me his spirit, when I ventilate, you can hear it. From lost tribes of Israel, now we found. Read the scripture myself, boy, then a vision came that was so profound. Grab my sword, then I jetted to sever the demons, the heathens, deceivers, perfected demeanor, and seize the bullshit. Set up to make people think the Messiah was white, so I couldn't relate. The Renaissance was a time when the renewing of minds came together to hate.
The mightiest people affliction on earth separated by reprobate. 70, 80, the serpent was cunning and you drove to dissipate. The true Jews are coming back, taking our land, Yasharala, it's no debate. I know I'm Simeon, Issachar, Asher, Manasseh, one nation, under God. We the people who the most high gave the law. I know I'm Simeon, Issachar, Asher, Manasseh, one nation, under God. We the people who the most high gave the law.
Son of Benjamin, Ben Yam Yam, that last tribe that woke rapping, we still alive and demons run from the Israelites. What? Implant Yeshua on my soul, spirit, and mind. All praises to a higher for the prophecies and times. Me and my Hebrews are ready to go. We ain't a part of this world no more. Scripture it up, that's how we wrote. Deuteronomy 28, that's how we know. Judas awake, that lion roar. All 12 is up, truth is out. Cars are slipping up in that house. War chips and tongue, time to get out. Can't stand this wicked land. I edify to the minute I die. Ten commandments is all mine. Can't deny my bloodline. Never clock out, I'm punched in. Woke up late, so I rushed in. Fear most high, they finna get burned. Clock out today, it's time for turn.
I know I'm Ephraim, Reuben, Tribe of Gad, Naphtali. One nation, under God. We the people who the most high gave the law. I know I'm Ephraim, Reuben, Tribe of Gad, Naphtali. One nation, under God. We the people who the most high gave the law.
See the Levi, yeah, of Yasha'ala. I follow Yeshaya, son of Ahiah. Boss, yeah, that's my power. Allah Hayanawa. I got my belly flowing with rivers of living water. All praises to the most high. Shout out to my pop. I play on the team, but Yeshaya called the shot. He the point guard, and I know my position. I just play the role, whatever the decision. We execute the offense, and we play the bench. Make sure I'm starting line up, don't wanna play the bench. So I run the drills, not missing a practice. So I can stay on point, like a cactus. Yeah, study to show thyself approved. Discipline, even when you not in the mood. I'm glued to my book. See that for certain. 1611, King James Version. From precept to precept, we line up online. Here a little, there a little, but there's little time. Even when it was our mind to turn from the Lord. So be in return, we seek him 10 times more.
Right, you tuned in to the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ, Brother Yohanathan, alongside with Brother Dwayne. And we got a lot of Hebrew All-Stars in the queue right now doing their thing. That was One Nation Anthem. Go ahead, brother. Keep going.
Woo! Yes, that was firm. The water for the support, y'all.
The water.
It's a blessing. Oh. The story behind it. You know, we like to pick at catchy tracks that have had their, you know, the eyes have had their world on. One thing that we do take heed to is that our people need visuals and they need something that's repetitive in order for it to get in their minds to stick. And if we can make this word of the Most High repetitive for them to the point that it's something hip, quote unquote, you know, the term hip. You know, then right. And anything, you know, just to get it in our minds. Because that's what the Most High say he's going to do. He's going to put these laws, statutes, and commandments in our hearts, in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's important that we keep doing it. So that track actually was, it's Rick Ross, Blowing Money Fast. But we flipped that. We took it, we owned it, and
that's
we
right.
made it one.
That's right, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, and I did that. Praise the
height
in the name
that's
of
Yeshua.
Right.
That's right. Come on. So the thing is, that's One Nation. We just have to ask y'all to bring that to the communion. Because what we're gonna do, we're gonna integrate the communion. We was gonna make that a project where it was gonna be a mixtape. But what we're gonna do, we're gonna make the Warriors in Christ communion a part of this show where every brother always could be displayed on the show with each other's work. Each brother come together because we know a communion is when the holy convocation come together. There's no strife, envy, or no type of indignation between the brothers. So that's what we're going to do. We would like one nation to be part of the communion with the brothers, the other brothers we work with, John, Brother Bronze, Maverick, Dawid Alo, and so on and so on, whoever else y'all have in mind who linked in with Ahayu Ba Shemishaya. What y'all think about that?
It's a beautiful opportunity, a beautiful opportunity. You know, one thing I love about the tracks, especially feature tracks, by the way, this is Bonawa. One thing I love about the feature tracks is always like your favorite Hebrew truth artist, favorite artist, like we all got love for each other, for sure. Y'all have it next, brother, but when we get on tracks, it's like, oh, that's my dude right there. Like, we always show love. Mm-hmm. It's nothing but love.
That's what's up with the Warriors in Christ. We're trying to link in with all the brothers who are about showing the love. So that's where we at with that. Man, listen, this White House coming up next. We done spoke to Brother Shabbat. We know you, Brother Van or what. Let this other brother speak. Come on, come. Quit hiding, brother. Come on, talk to him. Hello.
You there, brother? What's the brother's name again? The other brother? I didn't catch his name.
Brother Shayak.
Come on, Shayak. Come on, talk to us about White House and bring that on in so we can play it.
Oh, let me see if I still have them on the line. One second. Oh, I think I lost. They lost service. They'll probably call me right back in.
No problem.
Yeah.
We'll
okay.
get back with the brother. Take us into the White House.
Oh, the White House down. This song is actually by Bonawat, Brother Bonawat, who proposed the idea to me and asked me to be featured on a track with him. It's basically about the times that we're in right now and how they're showing all these prophecies through the movies, and they're putting it right there in your face. So we made that into a track. It's called White House Down, featuring Bonawat, by Bonawat, featuring myself, Kia Shawab. Go into it.
All right.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us.
You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television.
It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
For strong is his right hand that bendeth the bow. His arrows that he shooteth are sharp, and shall not miss when they begin to be shot into the end of the world.
To show you that it's the most high power behind the nuclear missiles that will be shot. We know the Western world is going to use them. They didn't make missiles not to use them.
They yourselves in wonder, cry out and cry into the heavens, and ask yourself what is the purpose for nuclear weapons. Ask yourself to take the opportunity to speak, and the answer to the question is within your arm's reach. Hopefully you got a Bible laying somewhere in your household, a KJV, because that's the closest to the Hebrew text. And if you don't, would it really burden you to stress? I'm only asking because I care to save more than your flesh. From a country built on robbery, rape, and of course murder. As The scriptures say if it were meant to be, someone would save her from the vengeance of the Most High, cause her sin had reached the heaven. This kind of information you won't receive from your reverend. She had glorified herself and lived deliciously. Much pain and sorrow has she given unto you and me. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow. I could sit all day and tell you prophecy, but will you hear me though?
Hey, bright the arrows gather all the shields. The Most High raised the spirit in the king to be revealed. The meanest Olympus is fallen, this is the end. White House down, when will you comprehend? They try to tell you in the movies, media replays. But little do you know the secrets hidden in the page. Biblical content, don't wait till the bomb sent to flee out of the midst of Babylon, repent.
Boy, you need to get a grip and make sure not to blink, cause we can't rewind the clip. I just need to flip, let's drift and don't split. If you got a weak stomach, then this is not your dip. Build me a bridge so I can get my point across. I look up to the man who they put on the cross. I'm so into the truth that I'm sewn into the truth. This life don't fit no more when I'm grown into the truth. Salah, you can't stop a man on a mission. If he ain't eating junk food, you can never chip him. Hey Marshall, I already got a law. So you can call FEMA and tell her I ain't camping to your height. Don't need a hint, no a riddle. In the end times, but you caught up in the middle. Yeah, even in the rain, snow and hail, we follow Yeshaya, we don't need your chemtrails.
Boy, right, the arrows gather all the shields. The Most High raised the spirit in the king to be revealed. The meanest Olympus is falling, this is the end. White House down, when will you comprehend? They try to tell you in the movies, media replays. But little do you know the secrets hidden in the page. Biblical content, don't wait till the bomb sent to flee out of the midst of Babylon, repent. They fright the arrows, gather all the shields. The Most High raised the spirit in the king to be revealed. The meanest Olympus is falling, this is the end. White House down, when will you comprehend? They try to tell you in the movies, media replays. But little do you know the secrets hidden in the page. Biblical content, don't wait till the bomb sent to flee out of the midst of Babylon, repent.
You tuned in to the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ. I'm Brother Yohanathan alongside with the Brother Dwayne. And we have many, many special guests, Hebrew All-Stars, with us on the show tonight. White House, I like that. That's my first time hearing that, man. That's off the chain. So I got to go and get that. Download that to the phone.
Check out the real video. Yeah, them boys went in. Yeah, check out the video. You know that White House down, and what that other one was, Olympus is falling. So y'all really know that we know what's coming because we linked in with the Elder Rikasha and the Elder Lawyer, so we understand what's coming. Did you get the other brothers on?
Yes, I was able to. Bunawat and Shiak, you guys are on?
Yep, we're here.
Awesome.
Okay. Let us hit his other brother. Come on, brother. We know Bunawat. We know Shiak. Come on, talk to us.
Yes. Shalom, shalom, Akiam, shalom, Akiam. How you doing?
What's good, Ak?
Good.
Kwame Asherah is a definite Kaliyada Ahaya Bahasim Yeshaya Warawak. You know, it's just great passion, you know, in what we try to put into this. You know, one of the most things that we try to focus on is, you know, it's nothing about, you know, like anything else, but just putting truth in this music, hopefully, so that we can X out these other, so that we can X out, you know, these people against the Most High trying to have our people sleep. Hopefully, you know, our music can wake them up and collab with a whole lot of other people who have the same drive. You know what I'm saying? We just servants of the Most High, wake up, never punch out. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right.
I was listening to the first track, you know, when you said you hate this place. You hate Babylon. See, we pay attention over here. You say you hate this place. Talk about that a little bit.
Say that one more time.
When you said you hate this place on One Nation, you say you hate this place. So talk to us about that.
Well, I mean, if that goes back. I wrote that when I wrote that. That goes back to when I was a kid. I was always that kid who never really accepted things as they were. I would always look around at life and just always question why things were. And the more I grew, and the more I really found, and now I'm in the truth. I really, you know, now you see what's behind the curtains. Now you see what's real. And now you see that I've been lied to and whatnot, and we've all been lied to. And now when you come to the truth, and then you see all these things that they try to hide and why they do things, and it comes down to the littlest thing, trying to hide who you were and then telling lies about, you know, what happened to Native Americans, lying about our identity, knowing that if we link back into the Most High, it would be a problem. So that's why I said I hate this place, because it's like playing keep away. You know, it's like putting a rattle on the baby just to make just to hush him. You know, so I mean, when I wrote that, I hate this wicked land. You know, I'm gonna edify to the minute I die. You know, because I mean, even though we're in the truth, we're still bound by the flesh. It says in scripture that sometimes a righteous man will fall seven times. Which means sometimes we fall, but, you know, we edify, because this wicked land is always going to try to attack us, you know. They got false flags going everywhere. You know, I'll be at work, you know, and then trying to bring the truth to somebody, just asking questions, and then the things that are, like, clearly seen, that they won't see it, you know. And it's like I've always said, like, it's almost like once you come into the truth, you get, like, a deeper... You get like a higher level of common sense, so that's the reason why I wrote that, because this land, they hide a whole lot of things behind the curtains, which is obvious to see, but I mean a whole lot of people just don't want to see it.
Okay, because that's beautiful, because you know what I'm saying, that's the spirit we got to be in. We got to be. We can't be content in the land we in slavery in. We got to want Zion. So that's what I heard that verse, man, and I loved it. I love all the work you brothers do. You know what I'm saying? Cause like I told the brother, y'all some well spoken brothers. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's a blessing to have you brothers on the show. And now we don't got your number, bro. So you need to get that number up. So you need to get that number up. So what you need to do? You go ahead and take us into John 10 and 27.
What did you say?
John 10 and
27. Introduce it?
Oh, yeah, go for it, man.
All right, this is John 10, 27. This is basically a track about how we woke up and how we're always going to be servants of the Most High until that day comes, you know, until he tells us to stop. John 10, 27, this is Banawat. Kayashwa and Shia Katab.
I'm ready to go, sharpen my sword and ready to bow. I hear his voice tremble my soul. Thank you, I have chose me. Burden the script cause the OD. Faith in this world I want to be. Keep the laws, what you want from me. All praise to you, gave me the key. Killed my calm the heart and gave me strength to fear you instead. Always have faith on you to heal me. Don't need to defend. Two knees when I pray to you. With water I was what I say to you. Blind to see you open my eyes. Deaf to hear you open my ears. So I'm ready for war. Load it up. Scriptures in the clip already to bust. Time trying to put me back to dust. Tell me what anger, pride, and lust. I'm not home till your side come. I'm just passing through like the moon and sun. I'm following my orders from the heavenly one. So I'm doing the work till he says done. Your calling is heard all throughout my mind, body, and spirit. Read the consequences of hell. So your judgment I fear. Meek servant of the Most High. Who am I to share me? My faith is all up in my works. So I know that you can hear me.
Romans chapter 13, verse 11.
Read.
And that knowing the time.
What time is it?
That now it is high time to wake out of sleep.
It's time for us to now open our eyes. Look. The sheep hear the voice and they follow. And I shall not want if my shepherd is shallow. Who art in heaven and thy name is hollow. When he called I heard an echo, as if the room was hollow. Follow Yeshaya as if he had a tail. And I listened close as if he had a tail to tell. Boy, this truth fit me so well. Don't lift me right up as if I was stuck in a well. Well, well, what we got here? If any man have an ear, surely will he hear. I'm hanging on to the lights like a chandelier. Me and my Hebrews keep swords like we musketeers. Go ahead and pick the truth or the dare. Don't make us chop your ear so now you really can't hear. Kiyashua, but never mind who I is. Colossians 1 and 3 are praises to the high ears. Yeah.
That's when we began to wake up and understand something was wrong. Then Satan is like, well, okay, they know now. We can't use these slaves anymore, these plugs anymore, because they can see. They understand that they're royalty. They understand that slavery is not good enough for them. We must kill them now. Jacob's trouble. That's where we are.
Yeah. I knock knock and Yeshaya spoke. Bro, there's no time for jokes. I knock knock and he says shalom. Come now, child, expose the folks who led my flock astray with yokes. Who knows? I'll guide you as my vessel in the time of need and clothe you in diviner folds. How's that sound? Run this marathon, I'll build you tougher for the battleground. Prophesy against the selfish shepherds who do feed themselves. Woe be unto pastors who do scatter, knowing the system well. Just as sheep, they ravin like a wolf to deceive Israel. But I'm the good shepherd. I come in to bring life, and by me only do ye enter. I'm the door and prize receiver making conscious effort. You thought you had a ride, but narrow is the path for members. Contending pound for pound, you'll have to lay it on the line consistently in order for our father to think highly of your honesty. Gold that's tried in fire, strive to be the best in quality. Love and follow his commandments, 1 John chapter 5 verse 3. Yeah.
Read it.
And except those days should be shortened.
Except those days be shortened, read.
There should no flesh be saved.
Which means none of us would be saved if the Most High didn't shorten the days that the adversary has. And this is going out there to so-called New World Order, the Illuminati, these sadistic Satanists who believe that they're going to accomplish exterminating God's people.
All right, shalom, Brother Triple. We're back. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den, Brother Yehonathan, Brother Dwayne, and we have a collection of Hebrew All-Stars, you know, letting everybody know about the work that they're doing for Ahaya, Bahashem Yeshaya, while we walk. All right.
Y'all talk to us, man. All three of y'all, we need to know what's up behind John 10:27.
Oh, I definitely got to pass the mic to Brother Shayak. He forced it with that concept right there, so he's going to bring it to y'all.
All right. Shalom. Shalom. Basically, the whole basis behind that, the foundation behind that track was basically when I read, me and Kaya Shua, we actually read the book of, we read the book of John, so we had a bunch of notes together. And so I went back to some of the notes, and sometimes you read scripture, and like scripture was just popping your head sometimes in the day. So I always thought about John 10, so I was like, what is that scripture where it says, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, they follow me? Because I was, you know, beat searching, and I found one. And then I was like, yo, this would be good for talking about how, you know, like how we hear the Most High, you know what I'm saying, and we're following him. And so, you know, just and basically talk about how, you know, if you hear the Most High, endure through it and keep going, you know what I'm saying? Don't say it's just don't think that it's nothing that you follow the Most High. It's that the Most High, you know, he woke you up. So it was definitely a big deal to put to name this John 10:27. I was thinking about naming it something else, but I was like, nah, you just got to put scripture there. So the foundation of it was basically just how, you know, it's a blessing that we came into this truth. It's a blessing that we're still through. It's a blessing that we never fell off. It's just been a blessing from the beginning and always will be.
That's cool. That's cool. Any other brother speaking on that?
Go for it, Kia.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch you. What was that, Brother Dwayne?
Somebody add to that. There's three of y'all on there. Come on.
Oh, add to that. Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. You know, again, just to add a little bit on top of it because it was well put by my brother Shayak. Man, as soon as he hit me up with the track, I heard the beat, and then I was all in. And I asked him, what was the concept behind it? He told me it was John, 10:27. And I've always wanted to, write something about that. So as soon as he gave it to me, probably that same night, I just, I went in on the verse and had it ready to go. And but it really is just a blessing, man. The Most High, many are called, but few are chosen. So being called and actually picking up the call and, coming forward and serving the Most High, man, it's a blessing. Praise the Most High for it, man.
Yeah, definitely. Come on, Banner Watt, let's go.
this is definitely one of my favorite scriptures, by all means. Like, one of the first singles I came out with was called The Book of Life, and that was actually the chorus. It goes, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, they follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on the Wisdom Teeth album that I had put together. So when he hit me up with this, it was kind of ironic, and I remember the day, too, he showed me the beat. We had just left each other, and me, my wife and I and our son, we went to the supermarket, and we actually saw Shayak and Kaya and their wives in the car next to us going to the supermarket as well. We didn't plan it or anything. It just happened that the Most High put us back in that place together. And Shayak was like, yo, I got this track. Or Kaya was out the window. He was like, yo, you got to hear this beat. So I heard it, and I was just like, I'm on it, And I actually, when it came time to record it, I was the last. I was the anchor man on the track. And, took me a couple hours to get it together. And, man, praise the Most High for that track. That track's a force.
Most definitely, man. And, we got a lot of work to do because, man, like I say, when I first started hollering at the brother, it was him, Olo, but then I find out he got two other arcs. And then the brother, Banner Watt, sent me a track with all kind of other brothers. And check this out. Your wife, the sister, do have to come to the show because I heard the work. I heard, tell that sister, I heard the work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. Shout out to my wife, Yahayed. I hope she's listening right now. We actually left our wives aside real quick just to get into a quiet place because the particular place we were fellowshipping, it was kind of staticky. There was a lot of background. So hopefully they got the computer in front of them. But, yeah, that's our wife, Shayak's wife, Yatab, and my wife that was actually on the track is Yahayed.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been on feature tracks that I put out as well, but she got a couple tracks coming out for herself, so I'm glad. She's a singer. She's been a singer. She's been in the music, so it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Bringing the sister to the lions, then. This is where we communion at. This is where we come together in one spirit.
Yeah.
How you by Hashem Yeshaya. No, there's no indignation over it. Matter of fact, speaking on that, I know you brothers do know Brother Monk Bronze. Phil Braun's still off in there, because bring that brother and let him speak to the brothers, man. This is what we do, man. We Hebrews, we link together. Let's go.
Brother Braun, hopefully you listen. I was about to pull you in. One moment. Shabbat shalom, brother. You there?
Braun.
Who, you talking about me?
Brother Brown. Yeah, Braun. What's up, brother? We pulled you in real quick, man.
Holler at the brother.
Okay, what had happened?
No, we just put it in, man. We got the family on the line, man, the Hebrew All-Star. We just wanted you to holler at them,
Shabbat Shalom.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shalom.
Shalom, Mark. How you doing?
Shalom, Mark.
Doing good, man. Sabbath just jumped off, man. I'm feeling real well. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. Praise the Most High, man. Shabbat Shalom.
Praise the Most High, man. Hey, we can hear that West Coast swag, dog. Come on, bring it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's worldwide right there, man. You know what I'm saying?
So
that world.
What's going on? Do your thing. Speak.
What we talking about? What's going on? What you want to know?
No, we wanted, you know what I'm saying, when I first seen the brother work, then I hollered at you. Remember, I hit you on the Facebook. I was like, man, I sent you the brother link. You said, man, I'm in a lab with that brother, man, so I know y'all, you know what I'm saying, already do work. You already was in the queue. So, you know, everybody get together and, you know,
which one
that? That's Shawab.
Shawab? Yeah. Me and Shawab, we got some things in the works. I found him through Bonawap as well, I think, from his page. You know what I mean? And we just start chopping it up like that. And when I see what you guys are doing, you know what I'm saying, you know I'm going to bring it forward and let you know, the brothers who I'm digging, you know what I'm saying, I always give it up, you know what I mean? Brother told me, he said something to the effect of, man, you know, like, you know, this is the best Hebrew song, you know, I heard, you know what I'm saying, coming from us to this point. I was like, oh, no, you know what I'm saying? Now, we got brothers doing this work, you know, and I let them know, you know, like, you know, what to search for, who to listen to, you know what I'm saying? You just type them names in, YouTube them names or something, and you're going to find the work, you know what I'm saying? And that's the way we supposed to have it, you know what I'm saying? We are supposed to have it at their leisure, you know what I'm saying, at their fingertips, and that's the reason, too, why I didn't want to just jump out there because I don't got enough catalog, man, you know, and I got like 300 beats, and I usually write to it. As soon as I hear that beat, boom, while I'm making the beat, I already know what I'm going to say on it, you know what I'm saying? So I got, you know, everything is like, just about everything is written to, like if I give a beat away or if I do something with a beat, I got to make another beat for that rhyme, you know, that's how my beats are, they are written to. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we out here, we doing this work. It needs to be at the fingertips of the people. These names need to be circulating. They need to be seeing them. You know what I mean? And Shawab, he does the work. I mean, that brother, he's constantly tagging us in the new video, you know? So,
thank you, brother.
Yeah, no doubt, brother. You know, we gotta, we gotta praise our brothers who are like that. You know what I'm saying? Give them they just due. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that's about.
I think it's
theologians to tell us, you know, to, encourage thy brethren. You know what I'm saying? So. You know, there that is. And they all hot. You know what I'm saying? I dig all their styles. You know, and the music that I've been doing lately, I hear the voices of my brothers on it. You know what I'm saying? So get my mind together, you know what I'm saying? Get my things together. And I'm going to start presenting y'all these ideas. You know what I'm saying? You know, the brothers came up with this one cool idea. What was y'all talking about, the redoing that self-destruction?
Matter of fact, we spoke to John Boy about that, and we spoke to you. I haven't brought it to Shawab yet. So,
Yeah, I don't know if you brothers looked into that yet, but it was an old hip hop song called Self Destruction. Do y'all remember that? If not, just go to the YouTube and check it out. It's called Self Destruction, and we're looking for all y'all brothers to come together on that, man. Just check it out. That Self Destruction.
Okay.
And then you
who's
the
understand artist?
The concept behind it, huh?
Who's the artist?
It was a numerous of artists came together, and what they was doing was trying to bring conscience.
KRS-One.
Who else?
Yeah.
KRS-One was on it.
Okay.
Yep, MC Light, Heavy D, bunch of people. Miss Melody. Moni Love, you know, them old school rappers, them Yo MTV rap rappers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who had a message behind what they were saying. They was trying to let them know that if they let that gangster rap come in, they was gonna self-destruct. But at the same time, we loved it, the gangster rap, because that's our people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But now where we at, with us having understanding, we knowing Babylon's going to get destroyed. And we can look back and see what type of destruction that worldly music have played on our people. So that's why we're looking up for y'all brothers and some of y'all sisters come together, get some brothers and sisters come together, listen to that self-destruction. And I know the Most High going to put spirit for y'all brothers to come through. You know what I'm saying? The only thing words of Christ could do is speak to y'all brothers, and then when y'all get that together, bring it to the Lions, then.
For sure. No doubt.
Damn.
That's a great idea. I'm definitely going to check that out.
Yeah. So, with that said, you know what I'm saying? Brother Matt Bronze, he got a project coming up. Whenever he ready, the brother coming to the Lions, then he's going to present all new material. We even going to play his old material, but the brother want to come on when he gets certain things put together. So whenever the brother ready to the Lions Den, we got a highly anticipated Brother Maverick Bronze. We got a highly anticipated Brother Kawashiwa. Say your first name.
It's pronounced Kaya.
Kaya Shawa. I just call him Shawa.
That's good, too.
That's the gasoline, man. That's the Last Supper, man. I know who it is.
He got a much anticipated
show coming. As a matter of fact, I think he next week, because you told me all your material you should be finished by Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh yeah, next week I'm in for sure.
So go ahead and put yourself out though that you coming to the Lions Den next Friday.
Oh yeah, next week, next Friday, 9 o'clock, Block Talk Radio, Warriors in Christ. I myself, Kiyashua, I will be on chopping up with you fellas. Looking forward to it.
Exactly. So we're going to need, the thing is, I think I have it, though. We're going to go at least 12 tracks deep. And I think I already have that with you. But you got some new material. But we're going to chop it up, and we're going to see what's what. And we're going to go from there. And after that, we got the other brothers. Y'all three have to come together with a show, just a show for y'all. So I have your perimeter. I have your YouTube link, and I'm looking to see if y'all got 12 songs together. But if you want to present some new songs, whenever you're ready to come to the Lions Den, let us know.
Sure.
So what we're gonna do? You know what I'm saying? We're finna get ready to go into the lesson. And we presented all the brothers, and you know, we salute all you brothers, and we're gonna integrate, and we was gonna do a compilation together, but we thought about it. If we do a compilation, that means it's so many of y'all brothers doing so much different work, and y'all got your own projects. So, but one thing about the Warriors in Christ show, we could come on every week. We come on 2-3 times a week. So therefore, anytime you brothers get something together among the other brothers. And like if you brother doing some work among another brother, and you get each other songs, you want to come on and do the work together, it's called a communion. You have an open slot on Warriors in Christ for the communion where all of us, none of us had indignation for each other. All of us come together for the Father, Ahayah Ba'ashim, Yishai Waka Walk. We all call on the same name, and we all working in one spirit. So now we integrated the communion to the radio show. So any individuals y'all working with, you want to bring them to the show, we welcome it because we welcome them because we in the spirit of truth. We in the spirit of Christ. So do anyone, you brother, got anything to say before we go into the lesson?
Man, we just want to say, first and foremost, all praises be to the Most High for us just gathering together and being together. We've been together for a long time, and we're still together. And praise the Most High for linking us with you, brothers, as well. And thank you for the opportunity. It's a blessing. Shabbat shalom to you, brothers. The rest of Israel. Thank you.
Shabbat shalom, no problem, bro.
Most definitely. You know we're going to be chopping it up with you, brothers. And like I said, we got the other brother. We don't even really – we want that number. We're going to be looking for you. We want that number.
He's over here like, who's he talking about? I'm like, you, man. She got
Oh, and Ben, y'all got to holler at you. Ben, I got to holler at you. We need a warrior in Christ. Matter of fact, Ben on the line. Ben, Warriors in Christ need a communion commercial. And Brother Maverick Bronze, we got to send you the material for you to chop the shows up for us. So we happy that the Most High bless us with y'all brothers who do so much great work, and we most definitely gonna link in it and get this work done. So I'm gonna holler at you brothers. We Warriors in Christ are gonna holler at you brothers.
No doubt about it. Okay. Hey, Brother Dwayne, I do have one question. This is Bon, by the way.
Okay.
Please tell me you have mine elect on deck.
You talking about the one with all y'all?
Yes, sir.
I don't have it on deck for tonight, but check this out. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Before, I'm going to pull it up, and I'm going to put it, we're going to go on the lesson. And by the time we finish with the lesson, it'll be on, and we're going to bring y'all back on, and we're going to go in the lake.
Ooh, that sounds like a blessing.
Yeah.
because what happened was, the brother John boy just put out some work, you know what I'm saying? So we put out his first three. We brought y'all three. Then we're going to go on the lesson. What I'm going to do, I'm going to pull up the elect, I'm going to drop it in the studio, and we'll have it tonight.
The water. All praise to the Father, Ahayah, Shah, Ahayah, Bahashem, Yeshaya. Thank you. Thank you for the support. Kwafa Sharala, Akwas, Ox, all of y'all out there. We love y'all. Stay tuned. There's a lot more to come. There's a lot more work to be done.
Hey, real quick, brothers, while y'all on the line, before they go, I want to give y'all a number just in case we come up on overtime because we got 26 minutes. So what it does is it throws everybody out of the queue. We got another Warriors in Christ number y'all can call, and I can pull everybody in conference. That number is 754 363-44. So that means if y'all get bumped out, just call that number and I can just pull you right on there. We'll still be on the show, but it tends to kick people out after the 2 hours, you know what I'm saying, 120 minutes, it kicks everybody out. But y'all can call that number and we'll be all in.
What you do when we get ready to go into overtime, announce that number again because they're going to most definitely have to call that number to come in. So we're going to pronounce it again.
Okay.
Right, no doubt, no doubt. Okay.
Sounds good.
Ben, before you go, before we go on the lesson, I'm looking on the thing. It was that something in my email, or was that something on the Facebook? Because I don't see it on the Facebook. Was that something in my email?
That was sent in a Facebook message, but I can get that to you in about 10 minutes.
Send it to my email.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm going to be waiting for it.
All right. Please, if you may,
repeat the number. I got 754-300.
6344.
Shalom.
Ben.
Yes, sir.
It was sent. You know what? I can't pull it up because you sent it in the. It was sent in the group one. It's not. It wasn't sent to my direct to Wars in Christ direct one. It was sent to. I remember it was sent in the one when it was a group one. It was a whole bunch of people. So if y'all could pull that one, because I can't pull that up right now, the group one. Or just send it to me email. However you choose on doing it.
Yeah, email will probably work best, and it'll be a lot faster as well.
Okay, so I'm waiting for the email.
All right.
Okay, so you better be blessed, and we're going to pull you back in towards the end of the show. We're going to get ready to go into the lesson. Brother, you want to take it from here.
All right. Bless you, brothers. Once again, you already know you're tuned in to the Lion's Den. Warriors in Christ, Brother Yohanathan speaking alongside with my brother, Dwayne. And we have a compilation of the Hebrew All-Stars. I'm wishing to bring y'all back in the queue so we can get into this work for the Most High. Tonight's show is entitled The Events of Christ After His Death. So without further ado, Brother Dwayne, let me know where to go.
We're going to go to John 20, verse 24. We're going to show after Christ's death that Christ did operate in the physical body, because we know we have pastors who we ask them, you know, Christian color was it, or what did it look like, and they'll be like, he was a spirit. We're going to see when he met up with Thomas, was this a spirit or was this a physical body that Yeshua, our Messiah, operated in? He came. He was a spirit, the Word that manifested to flesh. So, let's go, brother.
John chapter 20, verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Yeshua came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Verse 26, and after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Yeshua, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hand, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Verse 28. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Yeshua said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed.
Okay, so we're seeing right here that Christ did operate in the physical body, because when Thomas didn't believe, Thomas wanted to put his, you know, he wanted to see Christ, and he wanted to put his finger in the wound. So Christ revealed himself to Thomas, and he showed Thomas his wound, and Thomas put his finger in the wound. So evidently, that wasn't the spirit. That was a physical body that Christ operated in. And so we're going to see this physical body, how it left the earth. Let's go to Acts 1, verse 9. Through 11.
Acts chapter 1, verse 9. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Verse 11. Which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven?
this same Yeshaya, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
Right here, right here. Verse what?
That was 11.
Okay. Right here, we're showing this same physical body that Thomas put his finger in the womb. He was received by a cloud. So Christ was received by a cloud. And let's see, when he was received by a cloud, let's see where did Christ go. Let's go to Daniel 7, verse 9. We're going to see where was Christ taken. Because this is the events of Christ after his death. He revealed himself to Thomas, a non-believer. Thomas had to see. He did not just believe. He had to see. So Christ revealed to himself, and Thomas put his finger inside the womb. After Thomas put his finger inside the womb, physical flesh of Christ, which is the seed of David, which is the seed of Jacob, Christ later on was received by the clouds. And the angels told the men he will reveal himself the same way he left. But when he was received by the clouds, let's see where Yeshaya went. Daniel 7, verse 9.
Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his hair, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Verse 10, a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousand thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. Keep going.
Judgment was set, and the books were opened. Jump down to 13 for me.
Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Verse 14. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed.
His kingdom shall not be destroyed. Let's go to Revelation 5, verse 4 through 11. This is showing you when Christ left the earth, he was received in a cloud. After he revealed himself to Thomas, who didn't believe, Thomas stuck his finger inside the physical flesh of Christ. He was received in a cloud, and he was taken to the Ancient of Days, where he was going to receive his honor and glory by the heavenly host. Let's go.
Revelation chapter 5, verse 4. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Verse 6. And I beheld, lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of the Most High sent forth into all the earth. Verse 7. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Verse 10. And and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Verse 10, I'm going to read that again. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Verse 11, and I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 thousands and thousands of thousands.
Keep going. Let's see what they were saying.
Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. Verse 13.
Keep going. Keep going.
And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Verse 14. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever.
So right here, this is the same Christ that rose after 3 days that revealed himself to Thomas who didn't believe, who didn't have the faith to believe. He needed Christ to show, reveal himself, and he stick his finger in his womb. Christ, the same Christ that was received by a cloud, the same Christ that was born until the Ancient of Days, the Most High, now he is receiving his glory and honor by the heavenly host. He's given the earth and the heavens. So he's going to sit in the heavens for a time, in a period of time, to the Most High tell him to go redeem the earth. So that's what we're waiting on now. We're waiting on our Savior, the King of Israel, to come and take the earth from the wicked. Right now, what we just read is when he was brought back to the heavens, he was brought back to the heavens. He was brought back to the heavens because he left in the spirit. He came back in the flesh. How we know that? He rose. Thomas wanted to feel the flesh. He was received by a cloud. He was took into the heavens. Now the heavenly host is giving him his honor and his glory. And for a period, until a period of time, the Most High is going to send him in the earth to take the earth. Let's go to Ephesians 4, verse 9 and 10. We're going to go to Ephesians 4, verse 9 and 10. The reason why we're going to go here, this scripture is going to let us know that this same Christ that's in the heavens now, he went down in the earth. And these things that we're showing out, for some reason, is not shown inside the Christian churches. These scriptures are not shown the events after Christ's death. But we're showing the events after Christ's death. Ephesians 4, verse 9 and 10.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth?
Read it again for me.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth?
Now that he's ascended, he's in the heavenly realm, but he went down first. He went down when he was walking amongst us in the flesh. Yeshua, our Savior, he went down because that's where the spirits go in the earth. The terrestrial mankind, when we die, we go down. We either go to Abraham's bosom, if you deem righteous by Ahiah, the creator of all, or you go to hell, where you is tormented day and night. So you could go to Luke 16, verse 19, and read about Lazarus and the rich man. You'll get a better understanding if you never understood where we go. Read Luke 16 and 19. about Lazarus and the poor man, and it'll give you it'll give you a view on where the souls go when we perish here in the flesh, the terrestrial. Now, read that again for me. Read 9 and 10. Read 9 on through the 10 for me.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things.
That he might fulfill all things. Everything we're reading about was already written in the Tanakh, in the book of the prophets. Everything we're reading about. Read verse 10 for me again.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things.
Okay, that he might fulfill all things. Let's go to Hebrews 1:6. Verse 9, Hebrews 1, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Now we got the understanding. I'm going to take you back again. I'm going to keep recapping this. And hold on, while the brother is getting Hebrews 1 through 6, we should have King James Bible, pencil and paper. And every scripture that's brought forth need to be written down. We need a King James. We don't need a NIV. We don't need a new translation, and we need the King James Bible. That's what we use. We use the King James Bible, and we need a and you need a pencil and paper to get these precepts and go through them yourself. Do the research. Hebrews 1, chapter 6 through 9.
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he says, and let all the angels of God worship him. And the angels, he says, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. Verse 8, but unto the Son,
Hold on one second. I want to ask you a question, brother. Read that again, and I want to ask you a question.
All right. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. Verse 7.
Okay. When he bringeth first begotten in the world, Christ, the very first creation in the earth, let the angels worship him. When he was brought back to the heavens, what did the angels do, brother?
When he was brought back to the heavens, they rejoiced.
They rejoiced and worshiped him and gave him honor and glory because they know he was given the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of earth.
Right.
So let's read that again all the way through, 6 through 9.
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he says, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he said, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness and the scepter of thy kingdom. Or is, Shalashim, a scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Verse 9. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
Christ hate iniquity. Christ is of righteousness. He's the King of righteousness. So, let's keep going. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians 1. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 1, 7 through 12.
2 Thessalonians
7, chapter 1, verse 7. Now we, this same Christ that rose, that Thomas had to put his finger inside his womb, that was received by a cloud, that went to the Most High, and when he was taken to the Ancient of Days, the whole heavens rejoiced, and the whole heavens gave him his honor and his glory. This same Christ that was given the heavens and the earth, he haven't came to the earth yet to take the earth. He's sitting in the heaven waiting on the Most High to tell him, go take the earth. Go do your thing. Okay, right now, we finna go into the prophecies when this same Christ that's waiting to take the earth, our Messiah. We're waiting on our Messiah to come in the earth. Yeshua, my Savior. We're waiting on the Savior to come in the earth. So let's read 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 7.
2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7. Right? 2 Thessalonians, right?
Yes.
All right. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Yeshua shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Verse 8. And flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Yeshua Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Verse 10. When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and believe. Hold on 1 second. Verse 10. When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Verse 11. Wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of his calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. Verse 12. That the name of our Lord Yeshua Christ may be glorified in you, and ye in him, according to the grace of our power and the Lord Yeshua Christ.
In the Lord Yeshua Christ. We seeing right here, this is a prophecy that this same Christ that died, that descended and went to the lower parts of the earth, is the same Christ that ascended. He sat on the right hand of the Most High with power and glory and honor. He's going to come back in the earth and take the earth. Let's go to Jude 1, verse 7. We're going to go to Jude 1, verse 7. We're looking at the events of Christ after his death. We're dealing with the things the pastors don't speak about. We're dealing with the things about Christ, the same Christ who's supposed to be coming back dancing in the lily field with a rose in his mouth, and everything just going to be lovely. They're not telling you Christ come to take the earth to judge and make war. They're not telling you that. They tell you Christ is coming back, just love, peace, and happiness. It is going to be love, peace, and happiness after he take the earth from the wicked. Let's go.
All right. We're coming up on the last 60 seconds, the last minute of the show. So for all those who get kicked off, we're going to be going into the overtime, obviously. The number to call is 754-300-6344. Once again, that's 754-300-6344 for all those who may get cut off and want to continue to be a part of the overtime show. The water. Jude verse 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication.
Start at 11.
Okay, Jude, verse 11. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain,
Hold on. Look, you in front of the Bible. Go in front of where it say the seven. It say Enoch, the seven from Adam. Go right there for me.
Okay, that's 14. All right, verse 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of thee, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
Okay, so right here we're seeing the same Christ that went down in earth. What I'm going to need you to do, I'm going to need you to go to Revelation 1, verse 7. While you going to Revelation 1, verse 7, I'm going to speak on this same Christ. I'm going to keep saying it over and over so we can have a full understanding. This same Christ that went down after his death, and his spirit went down, and this same spirit came back in the flesh, and his flesh in Acts 1 was received by a cloud. And he was received by a cloud, he was taken to the Ancient of Days. He was brought to the Ancient of Days. The host of heaven gave him his glory and honor because he is a king of kings. Why I say king of kings? Because it's kings in this earth that he is the king over. They're only ruling for a period of time. So we in Jacob's trouble now because those same kings going to come against the elect. But for the elect's sake, these days are going to be shortened because the kings in the earth that's being ruled by a power of darkness, the time is going to be short. Cut short, because the Most High God is Christ in the earth.
Let me speak on something real quick. We're getting calls. I just want to ask any brother and sister who's calling, just put your phone on mute, please, until we're done with the show and before you in. All right, brother, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Now, do you have the do you have the scripture ready? Because the same spirit that's behind the kings of the earth don't have the time that this spirit thought it had. Satan don't have the time what he thought he had, because for the elect's sake, the day is going to be short. So Christ is going to come into earth and take the earth back from the wicked, because this is his kingdom. But the wicked is ruling for a period of time. But Christ is coming back in the earth. And we Hebrews that has woke up, we're waiting on our Messiah to come. So we waiting. We being patient. And while we being patient, we're going to put in the work. And while we're putting in the work, we're going to go through tribulation. And while we're going through tribulation, we must overcome. That's to every individual that want to see Zion. We have to go through this tribulation. We have to go through Jacob's trouble, because that's the reason Jacob held Esau's heel. Because after Jacob fall, after Esau fall, Jacob will rule. So we have to be patient and we have to go through this tribulation. We have to overcome. So let's go to Revelation 1, verse 7.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him, even so among.
Read that again for me, brother.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him, even so, among.
Okay. Even though every eye shall see him, even those that pierce him. So it's giving us a description that it's a certain people that pierce him. And can I ask you a question, brother?
Yes, sir.
what kind of who did that soldier represent? Who did that? What type of soldier was that that pierced him?
He represented the Romans, the Idumeans.
So Amalek, the Idumeans, the Khazars, the so-called white man, well, we're going to say the top of the mount of Esau, Amalek, to be correct, because all Edom is not the same. You have different tribes of Edom. You have Zeppo, you have Teman, you have Amalek. Amalek, the Romans, pierced him. So evidently, he had to be in the flesh to be pierced. Am I correct, brother?
Absolutely.
Okay, read that again for me.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierce him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen.
All kindreds of the earth shall wail. Give me an understanding on that, brother.
Well, that wailing means more. So they're going to be sad. It's not going to be a good look when he come back.
Why are they going to wail and mourn?
Well, a lot of people. Well, because he's coming back for destruction. That's why. He's coming back to take crowns. You know? So it's going to be
Keep going.
I was just going to say, I mean, all of the so-called kingdoms of the earth, you know, they're going to be brought down to powder, as it says in, I think that's in the Apocrypha.
Okay.
Coming back for bloodshed, man. All white going to be all red.
Okay. These same people, these different nations going to mourn, these different people going to mourn, maybe because of the deception that was given to them. I just want to ask a question. Because what I'm doing, be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. We got two scriptures left. I'm buying some time for we could get the brothers tracked in. So I'm buying some time. So this the nation's going to mourn, the people going to mourn because the people was deceived. The people was deceived. The people were deceived. So when a brother come and you have all these people that were deceived because of the picture that's in their house that they praise. Now, when they see a brother come, give me a knowledge, give me an understanding on that, brother.
Well, as the scriptures say, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 14, I'm going to go there first. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice is the sound of many waters. So when the world sees a bronze brother coming out of the sky, shout out to Maverick Bronze, they're going to, you know, be in awe because there's been a major deception going throughout the whole entire earth that, you know, Most High or Christ doesn't deal with color and also that he's white. When really the scriptures tell you, because we stick to the truth, tells you that he's bronze. He is bronze as if he was burnt in a fire. Or in the furnace. And that's what they're going to be. That's another part of the reason why they're going to mourn. Because a lot of people are going to be shaken up by that bronze brother coming out of the sky to bring forth the will of the higher, the Most High.
I just have to laugh on that one, brother. We by no shape, form, or fashion racist, because we do know Jews and Gentiles alike have to work with righteousness according to the heart. We know that. We know Amos 9 and 11 through 13. We know the Most High will call on, the Most High will retain a remnant of Edom and the Gentiles that do call on his name, because we understand that. But but what you're saying, I had to laugh about, because a lot of these people that call on Jesus and deal with this picture, this idolatry, once they see that that's not when Christ come, when they actually see that that's not the Christ they've been dealing with. I have to laugh on that. Let's go to Matthew 24:29. Matthew 24:29-31.
Matthew 24:29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
Okay. Thing is with this, I got to touch on this. I have to touch on it. Reason I have to touch on it is because a lot of people don't have the full understanding on it, and when they don't have a lot of people don't have a full understanding on something, that leaves room for agents and all these other infiltrations to come in, because we understand we have to flee Babylon, but it's different brothers who pushing we don't have to leave Babylon, because they say the angels are going to gather elect. That's true, the angels are going to gather elect, but America won't be standing. Because when you read Revelation 18:4, it tells you to be not partakers of her sins and plagues. When it says be not partakers of her sins, that's spiritual. Because if you follow the Most High laws, you in the spirit with the Most High. But it says be not partakers of her plagues. The plagues is verse 8, the death, the mourning, the destruction, and she shall be utterly burnt. Thus strong is the Lord who judges her. So it's spiritual and physical. It's not just spiritual. Because when you go to verse 10, it lets you know at last. It's going to be people greatest that, it's going to be people standing to fall at last. Great is that city that was destroyed in one day. So that's letting you know people are going to be standing to fall seeing her burn in her destruction, the smoke going up. The whole earth is not going to be destroyed at one time. Babylon is going to get her judgment. So evidently, if Babylon is going to get her destruction, and then the scripture is telling you that the saints is going to be gathered for the four corners of the earth, they will be gathered, but not from Babylon. She's going to be judged. I just had to touch on that real fast, because somebody hit me up the other day and told me I'm stupid, I'm crazy, I don't understand, I'm indoctrinated, I'm brainwashed from listening to GOC. I just have to bring that out. The whole thing is, verse 10 give me clarity and understanding that it's going to be people seeing her burn, her smoke going up. So I don't want to be in a place that's burning and smoke going up, because I understand that no man or beast going to be able to function in this land because of the nuclear fallout. All of the vegetation, the air is going to be poisoned. Nothing could grow. So I understand that place. This place is going to be judged. So, okay, let's go to Isaiah 63:1-7, because now we are understanding that the same Christ that went down came back up, went down, what we mean, when his body was laid to rest, his spirit went down. took the keys that control that region, Hades, because when he come back, the dead in Christ shall rise first. So Christ took the keys of that region, came back in the flesh, his spirit came back in the flesh, he revealed himself to Thomas, who didn't believe. He had to see a sign. He had to put his finger inside Christ's womb. This same Christ was received by the clouds. The same, when he was received by the clouds, he was taken to the ancient of days. He was taken to the creator, Ahaya, Asha Ahaya. He was taken to I am that I am in the English, ancient Phoenician Hebrew, Ahaya, Asha Ahaya. He was taken to the creator. When he was taken to the creator, the rest of the heavenly host gave Christ, Yeshua, my Savior, gave him his glory and honor. They gave him his glory and honor. And he sat on the right hand of the throne or majesty on high until a period of time when he come into earth. Now we're reading about when Christ entered the earth. And when he entered the earth, Christ has come to judge and make war. In Revelation, it let us know he had many crowns because he's taking the crowns from the kings in the earth. We're going to read Revelation. We're going to read Isaiah 1, verse. We're going to read Isaiah chapter 1,
63
through 7.
63, 1 through 7.
All right, Isaiah chapter 63, verse 1. Who is this that cometh from Edom with thy garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Okay, let me look at this. Hold on 1 second. Let me look at this. It says, who is this that is coming from Edom? Edom is the seed of Esau. This is where you could go to Genesis 36. That's the bloodline of Esau. That's the genealogy of Esau. Genesis 36 give you an understanding of Esau. Okay, who is this that is coming from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? Okay, his garments are dyed, coming from the stronghold of Mount Seir. This was the stronghold, this was a city in Mount Seir, which today we recognize as Europe. Because when America destroyed the Ten Horns, it's going to get power for a short time. That's the EU, that's the European Union, the 10 European nations, which are Edom. Who is it that is coming from Edom with dyed garments? So the garments is dyed. Is the white garment has something on it. Who is it that is coming from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. Ah, that speaking righteousness, mighty to save, mighty to your shot. If you take your time and go inside your strong concordance, if you have a my sword, you will go into it and look at it, and you will look at the Hebrew word behind it. You will look at the word, and it will say Yesha, because Savior. You put a Y-A on the end, you have what's called that's a suffix? No,
yes.
That's a pre. What is that, brother?
No, that's a suffix,
brother. That's a suffix. It just reads my Savior. Okay, because I'm speaking from the plural point of view. I'm speaking from my point of view, my Savior. Okay, Yeshua. Okay, read, brother.
Isaiah chapter 63, verse 1. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, in thy garments?
Christ, hold on 1 second. Christ, why are you red in your apparel? Keep going.
in thine apparel, in thy garments, like him that treadeth in the wine patch.
Why are you red in your clothes like somebody that been jumping up and down on grapes?
Verse 3. I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me, for I would tread them in mine anger and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment, for the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. Verse 5, and I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore, mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury, it upheld me. Verse 6, and I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth.
Hold on 1 second. This is not sweet Jesus right here. Sweet Jesus, do not speak like that. Read verse 6 again.
Isaiah 63, verse 6. And I will tread down the people in mine anger and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth.
Sweet Jesus, the picture we was painted of sweet Jesus when we was lost in the world, these doctrines, theologian colleges and philosophies, we had the understanding that sweet Jesus was just going to come through the daisy field with a rose in his mouth, just skipping and loving everybody. Christ do love you, but he don't love the wicked. He going to trample down the wicked in his fury. I'm going to read it. And I will tread them down. And I will tread down the people in my anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. We know what Edom's strength is. Edom's strength is going outside the earth using the NASA program. We understand that they got weaponry outside the earth. These phones, these computers, all this technology, that's their strength through the satellite, through the technology Satan gave them. So Christ's going to bring that madness down. Read, brother.
Verse 7. You want me to go on to verse 7? Okay. Isaiah 63, verse 7. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praise of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindness.
Stop right there. We're going to stop right there, because I think we showed that the events of Christ after his death, which the pastors don't bring out of, which the philosophers don't show. I think we have an understanding right here that this same Christ that died, that rose, that showed Thomas his wound, that he was in the flesh. He did walk in the flesh, so it do matter. When you say it don't matter, he was a spirit. He was walking in the flesh. There was a spirit inside that flesh. And Christ, this same Christ was picking up by a cloud. And this cloud took him to the heavens. When he was taken to the heavens, he was taken to the Ancient of Days. When he was taken to the Ancient of Days, the heavenly host gave him honor and glory, because he's the king of the heavens and the earth. And this king sitting on the throne to a period of time when the Father sent him in the earth to take the earth and for him to claim was his. So we're being shown when Christ gonna come in the earth, he's going to take what's his. So what we're going to do, without further ado, we're going to go in, we're going to going to bring the brothers back in because we have my elect inside the studio. We're going to bring the brothers back in. Do you have them on your phone?
Yeah, I got, I know I got Kawhi. Hold on, I got Kiyasha Wild. He's on the line right now. I'm listening now.
Okay.
We're
going to bring them back.
Yes, I am here with you.
Okay, no doubt. You by yourself? You got Bonner Walk and the other brother?
I'm pretty sure they're called in as well.
Okay, because we still got some lines open too as well, man. I still see, I guess, you know, the Most High Blessing. We still got a couple of individuals on different area codes here. 401-937, of course, Maverick is in the, representing the 213 ski. So,
well,
my
computer just went off. So let me see. You know, the prince of the power of the air, he trying to play with me a little piece.
Man.
But anyway, so what we're going to do, Shawab.
Yeah.
This is what you do. You on an elect, so tell us what this about. You know what I'm saying? Tell us what this about. Tell us who on her. Take us in this track. And then after the track over with, you tell us what inspired that. Let's go. You're not in tune to the web lines then, Brother Shawab.
All right. Well, this track is crazy. It was brought forth, the idea was brought forth by Brother Bonawat. He put it together. And his idea for it, he can correct me if I'm wrong, but his idea for is just have everybody on it and kind of just freestyle. There was really no set topic. It was just, just going on the beat. So he passed the beat around. We all got a chance to put a verse down. It's Bonawat featuring myself. John Boy is on there. Brother Bronze Maverick is on there. We have Shiyak Atab is on there as well. Brother Yakal is on that, and Bonawat's wife, Sister Yahid, is on that as well. So if I'm missing anybody, please forgive me. It was a lot of people on the track, but it's called Mine Elect, and enjoy. You can roll it.
Do we have that in the studio, brother? He's going to display it on his end.
It's in the studio. I seen it in the studio. My computer keep going off, but it's...
Man, we just lost the Wayne, but it's all good. He'll call me back, but I see it, so I'm going to go ahead without further ado. Welcome that song, and we're going to play that. I got to hear that. I see that's a six-minute song, so you tune in to the Lion's Den, the Warriors in Christ, Brother Yohanathan, alongside with...
Hey, did you find a track yet? Look in the queue.
Hold on one second.
I just looked in my phone dropped. What his name? Dawood, our lawyer, hit me and said he in the queue. Is the brother still in the queue?
I believe he is, because I see a 401. That must be Dawood.
Bring that brother in right quick. Bring that brother in right quick, because Shawab want to holler at this brother. Let's leave these brothers up. That's what we do.
Yeah, Dawood, man, I'm finna bring you in, man. Shawab been trying to get at you, brother. You tuned in to the Lion's Den. Dawood, what's up, brother? You there? Can you hear me?
Hey, Shalom, bro. Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, brother. I know you had a long day at the slave. I already know. You texted me earlier. We got the brother, Kiyasha Wab, been wanting to link in with you for the longest, so do your thing, yeah.
Shabbat Shalom, Mike. How you doing?
What's going on, bro? How you living, man?
Doing well, man. I know we got a chance to briefly, swap some words on Facebook, but this is actually our first time talking, and I've been trying to get a hold of you, man, trying to do the work together, put something out. I know your schedule. I've been told your schedule is really, really, really busy. So I understand, but definitely, man, it's a pleasure hearing from you, man.
Yeah, man, I'll pray to the Most High, man. It's just, definitely, man, it's just, I think, I thank the Most High, man, that, you know, that the brothers are doing what they're doing, man, because, you know, everyone is so caught up in what they're doing. Sometimes you just, you know, it's good to have, you know, strong brothers that's staying on top of it, that's making sure the word is getting out there, you know, routinely, because, you know, it's just, you know, so a lot of work to be done. And so I pray to the Most High we have this form, we can all come together, man. So I thank the Most High for this, man.
For sure, man. Yeah, no doubt. And you're in Rhode Island, right?
Huh? Yeah.
Rhode Island, yeah, that's not too far. I mean, I'm in Boston, Massachusetts. So we can definitely link up sometime soon. Do some work together, man.
Yeah, we definitely can make that work, man. We definitely can make that work, man. You know, we're not too far at all, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you something on the Facebook too.
Okay, yeah, no problem, man. Just send me something through the inbox, you know. Send me an email, send me all that, man. We'll definitely get something going, man. You know, I'm always looking to link with other brothers, man. You know, always, man.
Gotcha, man. Appreciate the work you do, man. Tawada.
Man, I pray for the Most High, man.
Sure.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Once again, bringing it together for the Most High, man. I know you had a long day at work, Dawood, man. So, you know, if you got something else to say, man, you can go ahead. Other than that, you know, we'll put you back in the queue. Just really want to link you in with the brother, man, because he really appreciates your work. He doing the work, want to collab, and, you know, what better time to do it than now. You know, Shabbat Shalom, brother. Going into your route.
What we're going to do, we're going to get ready. We're going to let Dawood speak, and Kawashua is going to take us through that track. And then that's basically, if anybody want to have something to say, just leave it open. And just leave everybody open. Don't leave everybody open, because that's how we're going to take it out. Because this is the Lion's Den, and we have integrated the communion. All brothers like mine who call on the higher coming together. So whoever in the queue, the brothers who are doing the work, you can let them in. So, say what you got to say. You know, we're going to let Shawar take us in this last track. And if any brother have anything to say, you got the flow.
All right. You want me to take it to the track now, brother?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Mine Elect featuring John Boy, Brother Bronze, myself, Kia Shawab, Shia Kathab, Brother Yakal, Bonawat, and his wife, Yahai.
My mind's equivalent to a gun. The books that I read are bullets. Reload my thoughts, cock back, aim and pull it. Disperse with information, eradicating my foes. A spiritual soldier on a mission to uplift souls. Dwell in a matrix, so I'm on my toes. When I pray, my crown's exposed. I'm special since 3 years old. Knew I had a purpose, but I couldn't figure it out. A chosen seed that is cursed. I hope y'all hear me out. Move through treacherous routes, had my day full of doubt. Police roam my block, really stressing me out. Lurking for victims they could grab just to throw in the box. Trapped in the belly of the beast like it's conceiving me. I'm poor in the flesh, but believe that I'm rich in the spirit. If my brothers have burdens, best believe I'm a barrel. Along with him until he come back 10 times strong. That's what real soldiers who can't leave your comrades down your cow.
I ain't perfect, but I be trying. I used to sigh every time I saw them sirens. My circle's so tight, we don't even let flies in. I saw this knowledge was deep, so I dived in. You gon' need a membership to get IN. All you gotta do is repent and try again. Never off subject, everything is tied in. Yeah, I stick to the point like a blind man. It's truth, music, and everything that we ride in. From here to the destination to anything that we flying in. We gon' tell them until they ears bleed. And we gon' keep telling them until they start to cry. Then we gon' keep telling them until they tears leave. Shout out to them 12 teams. I took my first breath as a Hebrew.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna be a Hebrew till I can't breathe.
Seems like my whole life
This truth was what I wanted. Didn't even think twice, trampoline jumped on it, and I never let it go. You can call me stubborn, praying every day on my knees, rug burn, lean on the Father like a cane, yeah. Living like Yeshua already came. Israel, we were scattered, now they yelling we don't matter. But I scream from Yasharala from the top of Jacob's ladder. The truth is so sweet, can't hold it like bad bladder. Had to share it, had to do it, had to do it, yes I had her. Yeah, so make way, we coming through. Just ask Ecclesiastes, ain't nothing new. Heard Yeshua calling and he need 144. In case you need a warrior, I'll be sharpening my sword. For the word of God is quick, slicing through these demons, piercing through the spirit, got him spiritually bleeding.
I've been running through tunnels, escaping jungles. I rumbled, I made it into the funnel. Jacob's trouble, I'm juking these demons. Reading Ephesians, they want me to fumble. Seeking understanding, demanding my inner man to stay humble. Left my past in the trash and I hit the gas. Broke the glass through my soul, back to the lab to fulfill my task. Cause anything else is honestly just a waste of time. I'd rather find a peace of mind so I can lead the blind and redefine the definition of an art design. I paint a picture with the scripture so you can see it clear. So I'm man of everything, save a little here and there. Yasharala is back, in case you didn't hear. So be prepared and get your gear for what you never saw. So the wolves gon' howl and the lions gon' roar. If the righteous are recompensed and the wicked no more.
Deep up underground, lay them down where they bend. That magic form of cheap sorcery. Get that man's back, idolatry, death adultery. Dead that, stepping in the hell and all white with my head wrapped. Statutes and commandments of the law is perfect. Get to do the work of my father, serve it. Truth to the church, it's your doctrine is worthless. 144,000 walking, purging, till we make a heaven out the evil that the earth is. Shadowed by the wings of Yasha, you don't know him. His feet ain't pink and his hair ain't stringy. I mean the real King Judah, Acts Cheeky. Turn your life around, do what Antoine got. Big up to Elder Rakai, keep it pop. Big up to all 12 tribes from the bronzemen. Never back trodden, we will see Sargent.
See, I never knew life till I stepped up in the truth. The truth is out to see, so when the eye, yeah, I'm them in the system, we show the proof. Nobody with the Mars high chosen. Our spirits are fighters in this world full of poison. We follow the seventh day. Whoever told you that they was trained, they trying to stop us, man. And it's written, I'm flowing cause these words have meaning. Why you mad? I ain't teaching like you're bad for preaching. Giving you false doctrine to keep you. Paying tithes every son, I'm trying to save you. Head covered, I've read this. I'm pleading until the Savior come. While I praise the higher, Yasharala's day will come. Hebrews and Shebrews.
Mind the left, take the grounded bucket over, standing stagnant there. That's full of paint dispersion of the liquid formed a bed of roses. The sight was wondrous, so I couldn't fathom how my mom could see the leak in Red Sea part and went beyond the rod of Moses. My vision's undeveloped like a newborn baby with its crown exposed. Two eyes askew and that it juxtaposed. These walls I put up aren't as thick as they appear before your mind. Stop and listen to my ways before you hear the lies about me. You'll let me tell my story. See, I thought I had this life thing in the bag. I'm more than glad I found this righteous path. I set my soul on fire based on grimy ways I used to keep. Lessons I'm forgotten, they just faded to the past. That old serpent been tempting me since my birth. I took a bite of the apple, right back at him. Chucking deuces while I'm improving our mental prudence. Cause the knowledge of good and evil nearly led me to ruin. Now you can catch me running through the meadow to the promised land about the ghetto. Approach the kingdom screaming let go. Nothing is granted to you without putting in work though. I pray to the Most High, he lets me in when I knock, yo.
All right, we're back. That was Mind Elect. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. This is Brother Jonathan, the Long Slider, with the Brother Dwayne. And we got many, many Super Hebrew All-Stars in the queue. We had a blessed show tonight. The events of Christ after his death was the Bible study we went through. And, you know, praise the Most High for all you brothers, man, operating in one of truth. And for us to be able to come together at these times in which, you know, Babylon is absolutely falling apart before our eyes, and we can see it, and we can hear what's going on, man. I just want to thank y'all. It's a blessing, and, you know, that's pretty much what it is. So, Brother Shawad, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So you can speak on that track, man. That was a great collabo right there, man. For real, first time hearing that.
It was a blessing. You know, like I said, it was Brother Bonawad who had the idea of doing it, and actually the first person who had their verse ready for that. Well, he was obviously, and then by the time it got to me, John Boy already had his verse on there. So I heard Bonawad's verse, I heard John Boy's verse, set off the energy, and then put my verse down, and then it just came along real smoothly. And shout out to Sister Yahai, who got on that. She did an amazing job.
Right.
Yeah. She's been a friend of mine for a while. We grew up together, and I knew she sang, but I had no idea she rapped. So when I heard her on that, man, I was blown away. So the track was definitely a beautiful thing when Israel comes together, especially when Israel comes together to do the work of the Most High. It's powerful. It's a force. He's the Most High for that, and shout out to Bonawad for the idea of putting it together.
Dwayne, you there, man?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm most definitely listening and savoring the moment, because, you know, the reason I'm savoring the moment is sitting by and looking, because me and Shawad, we speak, and, you know, we talk about how we feel about this communion of brothers coming together, like-minded brothers, you know, because what we're seeing is, it's a difference between the ones who call on the true name. They could come together without strife, envy. So we all calling on the true names. We all in one spirit. We all like-minded. So I'm sitting back and savoring the moment, man, to water to all you brothers.
And to water to you, thank you so much, man. And I want to commend you to, brothers, you know, to the spirit of the Most High. Bashem Yishai Wawa Walk, amazing lesson you guys put together. Well thought out. So thank you guys for that.
All right. Praise the Lord.
We got, of course,
Brother Mav, and then we got somebody from a 937 in the queue right now. Let me refresh the page and see if they're still even there. Yeah, the 937 is there. Mav is there. Look like Dawidaw is still there. I know he's cool.
Well, Dawidaw, man, we know you. Like, man, we know you. Man, brother, you know, we're going to end this show on the strength of you, because, you know what I'm saying, we know you. You go through a lot, doing a lot, you know what I'm saying, and you taking the time to come to the show, and, you know what I'm saying, we know you need your rest, you know what I'm saying, so... You know, we thank you for coming to the show, and what we going to do, it was a great show, you know what I'm saying? We're going to let you speak, and if you don't want to speak, if you want to speak however, we're going to let you take us out, Dawid our Lord.
All right. Definitely shout out to all the Hebrews, man, that was out there doing what they're doing, man. Definitely, man, Bonawad, actually, I got some track with this brother, man, actually, man. Be on the lookout, man, for Turn the Other Cheek, man. That's me and Bonawad. That's coming soon, man, you know. Bonawad, I forget you, bro, you know. And all the other Hebrews, you know, when we do some stuff. Actually, you know, bro, I like to always leave you with an exclusive, so I don't know if you've seen it in your email, Brother Dwayne, but I sent you a little exclusive little exclusive track, man, but that's about all I have really for you this evening, you know. But you know, everybody else, man, just stay strong, man, you know. Pray to the Most High, Haya Basha Yeshaya, Rock, and until, you know, until your shy comes, man. Everybody stay strong. Endure, persevere.
Right. Let me see. Yeah, I see it. You know what? What we're gonna do? We're gonna bring that out next week because it's I know you don't wanna. Like I'm saying, I know you very tired. Cause what I can do, I can put it on, but it'll take a couple of minutes. But if you, it depends on what you wanna do. If you like, we could bring that back next week. But I'm looking in the email and I do see it.
I mean, it's up to you, brother. You know, your show, man. I'm just, I don't like to come empty-handed. So, you know, I told you I was going to come on. So I figured I'd bring a little something for you, you know. So it's up to you if you want to play it, you know. If you can, you can. If you can't, then, you know, it's most likely will, you know.
Okay, so what y'all brothers want to do? Because I could try to put it on here real quick now.
You can go ahead. I'm looking at, we can actually take on, we got a couple of other people who've been here, like, for the whole duration of the show, too, man.
Okay,
let
the people
speak. And then I got a couple of people on the phone right now who called the 754 number. So, you know, they can have their question or comment while you're trying to do that. You know,
Okay, that's what's up. Y'all can tune to the line, then we're going to bring in the brothers and sisters. Until then, I will download this Dow Lawyer to the studio. Be looking for Dow Lawyer's exclusive track with all the other brothers who came to the Warriors of Christ show, showing love, all these Hebrew all-stars who calling on the true name of Ahiah. I like to call all the brothers and sisters who call on the true name, I call them Ahiah by Hashem Yeshaya. So when I look at something and I see, if it's not Ahiah by Hashem Yeshaya, I keep it moving. So I deal with only the Ahiah by Hashem Yeshaya. Not saying I don't love the other brothers and sisters, but we all have to be in like mind and call on the right name. Hopefully a lot of other brothers and sisters will wake up and start calling on the true name and be like minded.
Right.
There you go.
Oh. So, yeah, there's a brother or sister from the 937. If you can, you know, hear me speaking, you can go ahead and speak, you know, question or comment, whatever it is. I know you've been on the show the whole time. You're still in the queue, 937. If you'd like to speak, your mouth is open. You can go ahead and speak, 937 area code. You there? Someone once. Only twice. All right. 937. They might not be in front of the phone. Not sure. They might be using the computer. We got somebody else from the 617. Brother or sister on the line right now. If you want to speak, question, comment, you know, you can go ahead and talk right about now. The line is open for you. 617 area code. Okay, moving right along, I guess we got a 213 area code also on the line as well. If you...
That's
might be him. That's a different number, though. That's not the same number. It's a different number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's on my... They called through the 754. So if you're listening, you can hear me, you want to speak, you know what I'm saying? You can go ahead and speak while the show is still going. You got a comment, question. I guess everybody just in the queue, just, you know, keeping it vibrant, you know. I think that's what's going on here. So I guess as soon as you get the track, brother, we can begin to play that for the outro, you know, and that'll be a blessed way to bring in the Sabbath, how we did this evening. So.
Okay, I'm trying to get that up and running. So while I'm trying to get that up and running, let's revisit One Nation.
All right, no problem. Tune into the lines of One Nation coming right now.
Hey, yo, man, we've been through the scripture, and beyond any shadow of a doubt, we are the chosen seed of the Most High Power. The kingdom is at hand, and our salvation is near, and it's about that time we talk to our people on this. Jiakata, Piyashawa, what up? I know I'm Benjamin.
Woo.
Yahawadah.
Woo.
Tribe of Levi, Zebulon, One Nation, under God, we the people who the Most High gave the law. I know I'm Benjamin,
Yahweh.
book. Heard I was from a tribe, then I looked to my left and right, I was pacified, my whole life forsook. The law statute to commandments, the most high couldn't stand it, so he put upon me his spirit. When I ventilate, you can hear it from lost tribes of Israel. Now we found, read the scripture myself, boy, then a vision came that was so profound. Grabbed my sword, then I jetted to sever the demons, the heathens, deceivers, perfect your demeanor, and Caesar Bogier. Set up to make people think the Messiah was white, so I couldn't relate. The Renaissance was a time when the renewing of minds came together to hate. The mightiest people afflicted on earth separated by reprobate. 70, 80, the serpent was cunning and you drum to dissipate. The true Jews are coming back, taking our land, Yasharala, it's no debate. I know I'm Simeon, Issachar, Asher, Manasseh, one nation, under God. We the people who the Most High gave the law. I know I'm Simeon, Issachar, Asher, Manasseh, one nation, under God. We the people who the Most High gave the law.
Son of Benjamin, then Yom Yom, that last tribe, that wolf rap, and we still alive, and demons run from the Israelites. What? In praying Yeshua, my soul, spirit, and mind. All praises to a higher for the prophecies and times. Me and my Hebrews are ready to go. We ain't a part of this world no more. Scripture up, that's how we wrote. Deuteronomy 28, that's how we know. Judas awake, that lion roar. All 12 is up, truth is out. Cars are living up in that house. War chips and tongue, time to get out. Can't stand this wicked land. I had it five to the minute I die. Ten commandments is all mine. Can't deny my bloodline. Never clock out, I'm punched in. Woke up late, so I rushed in. Spend more time cause I'm gonna get burned. Clock out today, time for turn.
I know Ephraim, Reuben, tribe of Gad, Naphtali, one nation, under God. We the people who the Most High gave the law. I know I'm Ephraim, Reuben, tribe of Gad, Naphtali, one nation, under God. We the people who the Most High gave the law.
See the Levi, yeah, of Yasha'ala. I follow Yeshaya, son of Ahiah. Boy, yeah, that's my power, Alahaya Nawa. I got my belly flowing with rivers of living water. All praises to the Most High, shout out to my pop. I play on the team, but Yeshaya called the shot. He's a point guard, and I know my position. I just play the role, whatever the decision. We execute the offense, and we play the bench. Make sure I'm starting line up, don't wanna play the bench. So I run the drills, not missing a practice. So I can stay on point, like a cactus. Yeah, study to show thyself approved. Discipline, even when you're not in the mood. I'm glued to my book. See that for certain. 1611, King James Version. From precept to precept, we line up online. Here a little, there a little, but there's little time. Even when it was our mind to turn from the Lord. So be in return, we seek to spend time more.
All right. We're back. Tuned in to the Lion's Den. Warriors in Christ, Brother Yehonathan, Brother Dwayne, and the Hebrew All-Star, Calabo. Let me see if the brother was able to get that uploaded.
That's called We the Chosen Nation.
Okay, I got it right here. So, shouts out to Dawood. It's basically going to end it on this, or we're going to come back out there? We're just going to end it on this one, or what?
Follow the brother. Talk to him.
Dawood, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. Yeah.
Yeah, we got the track, man. I guess you can go ahead and speak on it. That way, you know, after the track, you don't got to come back. We could just roll it on out afterward. You know what I mean? We got it. We the chosen nation. We got it.
All right. Yeah. We the chosen nation. This is me and a Levite brother of mine. Junior Sabat, so it's going to be on the, his verse will be in Creole, so, you know, for the Levites out there, you know, I got the old Creole, you know, they'll be able to understand what he's saying, but it's real simple anyway, so when the video comes out, actually, I was trying to have Bonawat shoot this video, actually. It's so funny about it, man. I'm going to be on the show tonight. But, basically when the second verse is coming in, it's just him basically saying to call the Most High. That's what the word really means in Creole. It means to call. So when he's saying, when you hear that, it's just saying to call the Most High. So, yeah, man, we the chosen nation, you know. This was supposed to be a part of a few other, I have about 10 of the tracks that's about the same, type of feel that I have coming out soon. So this is just one of the exclusive tracks from that, like, little series of songs. We the chosen nation. Dollar Lawyer, Junior Spot, House Lawyer Music, Southern Kingdom Music. Praise to the Most High. Vashem Ishaya, Barbara Watch.
Yo, tell your cow, man. Yeah, cause man, tell your cow what's happening too, man. We got to holler at that brother, man.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
If you listen, man. Yeah, I got his number.
Yeah, speaking of your cow, man. Shout out to the Ark, your cow, man. Cause you know his brother, man. Oh man, he goes Shem, man. We actually supposed to be going street preaching tomorrow afternoon, man. So that brother sent me the text this afternoon. I was on the plantation. I got the text. I said, oh man, I gotta see if I can make it after work, man. I gotta come through. So yeah, shout out to my aunt Kakal Yasharala, my aunt Micah Allah, my Shine, my aunt Kakama Y, my aunt IG, Anya Gaba, Shema, you know, Yasham, you know, everybody out there, man. You know, I can't remember everybody's name, John Boy, Sham Nual, everybody out there, man. You know, I got love for all the brews everywhere, man. I can't remember everybody all the time, but you're my aunt, you're my players, man. I love you as well. Shabbat shalom.
Most definitely. So, without further ado, man, the brother said a mouthful. Shouts out to all the brewskis out there, the bronze brothers. You know, everybody out there doing what they got to do for the Most High, man. United in Ahayabai Shinkishai Walla Walk. I'm your host, Brother Yohanathan, alongside with my brother in Christ, Dwayne. The show was absolutely blessed tonight, and, you know, I just want to say praise the higher Kwame Shirala, man, and that's about it for me. Brother Dwayne, you got something you got to say? Because, like I said, after this track, it's going to roll right on out after this track. So,
Shout out to the Most High for waking us up. Ezekiel 37, we was in the dry bones. We was all partaking in this, you know what I'm saying, madness, because, you know, that's how we was growed up. That's how we was brought up. It was the Most High who woke us up. So a higher by Hashem, we show you all praises to the Most High. Walk to water, Abba, a higher.
Definitely. So, you're tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. Shabbat shalom.
Yeah.